Jack, hello.
Hi, Matt.
You're on film.
Wow, this is different.
And you're on a podcast.
I know, this is amazing.
Okay, so welcome everyone to, is this episode one, really, of the first podcast?
Sure is.
Yeah, and I thought on this one, like you might be in the gym listening to this or driving along, we haven't done podcasts yet properly because we've been concentrating on video, doing that thing. Like, I have a big vision with this social media, but the social media for a reason, not social media just to follow us around. It's more about, you know, the bigger plan, and that's obviously speaking around the world and doing all that sort of stuff. That's like stage two of my career. But I want to talk about why people don't get what they want, like why people don't achieve the success that they're actually looking for. And I think there's so much training on success, and there's so much, like, you know, like, it's a bit confusing, really. Like, everyone says, you know, grind your way, you know, do this, you know, I've got the formula over here, and this is how you do it. Out of everyone that I've seen, and I study a lot of successful people, and, like, I'm on my way, I guess, but it's, like, it's the stretch. It's definitely the stretch that separates those top 1% of people. And this is not some amazing formula that I'm sharing with you right now. It's literally, I reckon, the reason, like the number one reason. And when you want something so much, and that's really the question that I've got for people listening to this right now. You know, good example, I was with Trev today. Trev came to a meeting with us yesterday. He sat in a meeting with you and me, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sat in a meeting and said, I want to lose 10 kilos. And I'm like, cool, lose 10. I love talking about weight because you can see it, like it's like a manifestation.
It's a good way to judge.
It's a really good thing to see that person's vibration around that. And it's a little bit like wealth in a way. And it's like very visually easy to see. And, you know, an energy shift will cause a weight shift. So, like, people think it's just eating. It's not. It's like it's an energy shift first that actually changes your behavior. So Trev stood up. I said, stand up, Trev. And he stood up and he's, you know, belly pokes out a bit. And he's like, I want to lose 10 kilos. I want to get to 80 kilos. And I said, cool, let's do it. This is yesterday. Today I sit in a meeting with him and I'm like, looked over and he's got a can of Coke sitting there on the table. And halfway through the meeting, I said, Trev, is that your Coke? He's like, oh, yeah. And then in the lift, I mean, there's a thing on my story. I filmed him today. But in the lift, I said to Trev, why are you drinking that? Like, yesterday you said you want to lose 10 kilos. Today you're drinking Coke. His energy hasn't shifted yet. He's not prepared to stretch yet. And it's this principle for whether you're building a business, whether you're taking care of kids, whether you're losing weight, whether you're increasing your wealth, there needs to be a period of stretch. And I mean stretch so much. And it depends on how much you want to achieve as well. If you want to be the best in your industry, we're in real estate. So if you're in sales or marketing or anything like that, you need this period where it sort of feels like you can't do it anymore. A little bit. You know, like people quite often look at the end result and say, look how successful that person is. But what they can't see is the pain that they went through for 10 years to get to that point. Or 15 years to get to that point. And the relentless hours and the things that they've said no to. Because there is power in saying no to things. And when your energy shifts and you make that decision, and you make the decision to change, then you're not prepared to do certain things anymore. You're not prepared to drink the Coke if you want to lose 10 kilos, because it doesn't go together. You can't lose 10 kilos drinking Coke. Do you understand what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's like that thing that if we just talked about how to actually do the stretch, more people would become successful. And I mean stretch so much that sometimes it feels like it's almost a bit an anxious feeling because you're pushing yourself that hard. You can't go anymore. And you feel like giving up halfway through. But the time when you feel like you're giving up is the time when the universe is saying to you, now you're breaking through.
You're almost there.
There's something coming. There's something coming. You just need to keep walking in that direction. Losing 10 kilos is really easy once you make the decision. So it comes back to how much you want it. You know, like, why do we do these podcasts, Jack? I'm that flat out at the moment. It's not funny. Like, literally, one of our PAs out there was trying to talk to me. I just couldn't talk to her anymore before I came into here. But I dedicate time to do this podcast because my energy around it is this will pay off somewhere down the track. This will build an audience that likes listening to us, that we can help improve ourselves, them, everything collectively, and it will go somewhere great one day. That's why I do it. I have to fit it in. But Trev wasn't prepared to just not buy the Coke today. I don't know how much Coke is, $3 or something, for a can of Coke. Yeah, that's right. But he went and exchanged $3 of his money, the time to go and buy it, the 30 minutes to drink it, for the outcome opposite to what he wants.
One step back.
That's exactly right. So is he serious about the 10 kilos? I mean, he might like the idea of it, but is he really prepared to pay the price? So if you want a great body, there's a price to be paid. That price is the shift first, the energy, where you're not prepared to do it anymore. You know, people talk about losing weight and dieting. That's cool, but they go up and down, this yo-yo dieting. But you can easily sustain weight if you want to. You have to actually change the way you think. And then the outside will follow.
Absolutely. Little shifts.
Little shifts. That's exactly right. Change the energy. Change the way you think. Say no. Like, get great at saying no. And don't be prepared to do those things that got you there in the first place. That's how easy it is. It sounds easy. I know I sit here going, yeah, it's easy. Like, lose 10 kilos. However, if you want something enough, it's like a mum. Mums have superhuman strength if something's going to happen to their kid. Superhuman. They would kill someone, they would lift a car up, they would do whatever. Superhuman strength, because the motivation is enough. The motivation and the impulse is enough to change their behavior, their strength, their adrenaline, everything about it. So where does that come from?
The right motivation.
Yeah, inside. The reason why. So the stretch is a continual stretch. And what people do is, it all's good for the first 3 days, and then people go back to how they were, because it's like they don't continue. There's a great saying that Charles Tarby said, character, the definition of character is continuing with a decision long after the feeling of which you made it. So I want to lose 10 kilos, but you've got to carry that feeling for the next year, 2 years, 3 years, and you'll keep it off. You'll get there and you'll keep it off. So I want to ask whoever's listening to this right now, if you're in the gym, what are you shooting for? What are you prepared to do? How motivated are you around it? What are you prepared to do to get there? If you're listening to this and you're a slump, go out and you're in sales, go out and meet 30 people tomorrow. Go and give them your card. Go and door knock. Get out of the office. Go and do stuff that scares the heck out of you. And then you'll feel it. You'll feel the shift. And you know what will happen? Then you'll feel exhilarated and you want to do it again and again and again and again. It's really not that difficult. You just got to be prepared to do the stuff that other people aren't doing in your industry, and you will get the things that they actually don't have, or you'll get the same stuff as the most successful people. Yeah. So I reckon there needs to be more training on the stretch. And if you want more out of your results in life, in whatever, the secret is right there.
Yeah,
you know, and we talk about balance. You know, like, people talk about balance, and a lot of people, like, I got a bit of flack because I said my order of values is work, health, wealth, family. You know, and people are like, oh, you know, you can't do that. There's, well, why not? You know, like, that's just how I see my pyramid working, and then things underneath that, and that's what I can give time to equally. But it's like this balance thing, like, everyone walks around like saying, hey, I need to find this perfect balance. Balance might be working 15 hours a day for me. Mm. It might be. But for somebody else, it might be working 5. But I can tell you, our results will be vastly different.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I want to be an energy master along with the work as well. But some people will work 7 hours a day, be effective 1 hour a day, and complain for the other 6 hours a day about how they hate their work, and get out of their work. Go do something different. Decide on what you want to do. Stretch the heck out of yourself inside. Then be so focused on the outcome where you want to do it, and just be prepared to pay the price in time, in months and years, and years and years and years, and you watch what happens. You'll actually get there. You'll become the most successful in whatever area that is for you. So if you're listening to this right now and you're like, yeah, Matt's just talking about whatever, stretch, this, that, or the thing is, if you're not where you want to be, the way to shift that is to really, 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 really want something and then dedicate yourself so much to it for the time that you have. And like, I mean, be so all in on this thing that the internal stretch of yourself, you can feel yourself being pulled apart almost inside, and learn to live in that space. And the momentum that you'll create in whatever you want to do will be like no other. And then the success that will come over time. And I want people to watch our journey. That's why we're doing this. Like, I'm filming this right now, but we're recording this on audio. I want people to come on this journey because speaking around the world is like the next thing for me. We're starting at almost the beginning, but I've been doing it for 15 years. I did a video on it this morning. But I want people to watch this. Because we, you and me, Jack, we stretch ourselves with this video stuff, with this work, trying to fit the whole thing in and make it work and take it to a place where I want people to say one day, wow, why didn't I start what I wanted to do when he started what he wanted to do? It might take us another 10 years, Jack, but I know it will end up at a place that other people will say, I get it now. I get it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But it's how effectively are you going to use your time between now, whatever you want to do, and it doesn't matter what it is, now, for the next 10 years. Like, how effectively? You want to lose 10 kilos? You can do that in 6 months. And then what next? Keep it that way. Learn to live in that space. Learn to be that energy vibration and the maintenance program around it. Don't let yourself slip back. You want to increase your wealth? Start saying no to some stuff. Say no to the movies. Say no to buying your new rims for your car. Say no to buying the clothes. Say no to Afterpay. Say no to the credit cards. All of this. And then start stretching yourself in a good way, financially. You know, if you want to be great at your work, bloody just do the thing. Like, and do it in a way that you start to leave people behind. Be in the office with such energy around you that other people find it like inspiring to work near you because you're on a mission and they can see it in your eyes. Then you've found that place of stretch. Then you just got to maintain it. Anyway, that's the first podcast. That's the first podcast for us, Jack. So more to come. And yeah, look forward to seeing you on episode number 2.